Continuing our exploration of mikveh, or immersion, this concept is found throughout Scripture. Last time we went back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2 to see where it all began. Yochanan the immerser is preparing the people to be immersed, cleansed in preparation for the kingdom of Adonai. There are at least three distinct reasons why one would go through immersion. The first is ritual impurity, or what is known as purification. It is restoration of ritual purity through washing for the purpose of entering the Mishkan or temple area. This is important because if you were ritually unclean, you were not allowed to bring a sacrifice to the Mishkan or temple. The second is consecration. One example of consecration is Aaron and his sons being chosen to be Kohanim. Aaron and his sons were chosen to serve Adonai as the people's representative. In taking on such a position, Torah tells us that the first aspect in consecration was immersion. Exodus chapter 29 and verse 4. Bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. The third is conversion. One example is that of the consecration of Israel as a nation set apart from all other nations. They were being transformed into a nation for Adonai. In accepting the covenant of Adonai, Israel was instructed to wash. Exodus chapter 19, verses 10 and 11. So Adonai said to Moses, "Go to the people. Today and tomorrow separate them for me by having them wash their clothing. And prepare for the third day, for on the third day Adonai will come down on Mount Sinai before the eyes of all the people." Next time we will look at how this applies to believers in Yeshua. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish Synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Past episodes of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, www.shalommaine.com. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.